Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today we are joined by Commander Dave Jellin of the American Legion Post 3 here in Price. And the American Legion Post is our charity of the month here at Castle Country Radio. We love to pick out one charity, bring them in and talk about them, let them talk to people, let them know what goes on, what they do down there. And this one is really important because it does something for the veterans in our community. We're going to talk about that as well. Dave, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and thank you for this opportunity.
So let's dive in and talk about the American Legion Post 3 here in Price. Been around for quite a while.
Over 100 years now.
And is it one of the oldest ones in the state?
Well, as American Legion Post goes, we're number three. And they're chronological. So the joke is whoever was there 100 years ago was the one holding the door open for the first two. So you can go from there. But the post has got its temporary charter in 1919. It was permanently chartered in 1923, and we've been in Price ever since. The post has. We did our 100-year celebration a couple of years ago, and the membership actually voted to recognize our community, both from World War I, since it's a post-Great War function, a fraternity. So the first name will be for the first person killed in combat during the Great War. And the second person will be one honored from the Second War. So it'll be a hyphenated name recognizing the veterans, the service members who served during World War I and World War II in recognition of our 100 years as being permanently chartered. The names haven't been selected yet, but they're coming up pretty quick based on research. And in the meantime, the post, as it was then and now, serves veterans. The four main pillars being taking care of our veterans, securing America's national defense, Americanism in itself, and youth education and the support of youth through Americanism and such projects like the Boy Scouts and scholarships.
So, and we were talking before we came on the air, you guys do sponsor a couple of Boy Scout troops, or one a Cub Scout troop and a Boy Scout troop, is that correct?
We have two Scout troops, one boys, one girls, and we have a Cub Scout pack that's mixed. So they're there almost every week, and we enjoy their company, and we do sponsor them. So what we do receive in donations not only helps the veterans, but also supports the scouts, these three scouting organizations, by giving them a home.
And so we're going to talk more about some of the things that you do for the youth and the community before we get out of here. But let's talk about some of the veteran services that you offer and can help people find there at the American Legion Post.
Definitely. So I have a plethora of information, some from the VA and other federal government agencies, Veteran Affairs, and then also from some state agencies such as the Department of Veteran and Military Affairs. My goal is to make sure that any veteran that asks for help is pointed in the right direction with information and points of contact. So a lot of it ends up on service-connected disability if they have that, and if not, then other avenues of access for either VA care or state care as appropriate and other assistance as needed. And the whole thing is working like a dispatch center is knowing where to point them in the right direction without burning them out and not exactly hold their hand to it, but get them to the right door, right phone number to get the help that they need.
And you can do all of that here and help people out with just about anything. Another great thing, a service that you offer to the veterans in our community, is a clinic. And you've been working to get the clinic open. You said it is going to be opening here very soon. You're going to have a soft opening in March. Is that correct?
Actually, to back it up, the veterans here worked for 10 years to get the clinic through logistics and politics because it's based on demographics and need. The clinic here has had a rough couple of years with personnel issues and then the remodeling and more personnel issues. So the clinic has reopened in the building. The building's been remodeled and it looks very nice. It's more welcoming, more open. Doors are wider, lights are brighter. So they're out of the trailer. The trailer will be removed soon. So they are open. Call the 800 number at Salt Lake. The VA campus there for all your appointments and stuff, so you're not overwhelming the one person here right now. Let him do his job medically and then go to Salt Lake, the 800 numbers or 801 numbers to get appointments and pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. The biggest thing they're going to do is a grand opening on March 3rd and 4th, and there'll be more details coming from their public affairs office. But we're really hoping to get the word out throughout Emory and Carbon counties to all the veterans to come back, to enroll in what's called the PACT Act, if they haven't already. And this latest act is to address all toxin exposures from Agent Orange through the burn pits of today. And it's about, were you there? And then to put you in an exam process and then a monitoring process so today's veterans don't suffer like the Agent Orange veterans waiting 50, 70 years for such as blue water toxin exposure, which was those on Navy ships 12 miles out being told that they weren't exposed, even though the helicopters and the patients were brought to their ship. So they're trying to make it right through legislation. So that's why it's important to be a member, because of the lobbying effort to keep your benefits and expand those benefits. But it's also to make them aware of who we are and how many we are. And that comes through participation. But it's not required in order to get the assistance that you're eligible for.
And, excuse me, before we get out of here, we wanted to talk about some of the great things that you have to offer the youth and community, in the community, juniors, seniors in high school. You know, you have a lot of funds available to you to help with college, do you not? And like Boys State and Girls State, kinds of things.
Definitely. And the post here in Price has taken a vote to pay for $200 of your Boys State fee, which was $400, and this year dropped to $325 through other donations. But we'll still pay the $200 when you come back, but you have to apply through the post. So that's Boys State. And then there's multiple different scholarships. There's junior shooting sports. There's Eagle Scout Project, competitions. Excuse me. There's also Samsung, electronics firm. They said thank you to American GIs and made a nice $5 million endowment. The American Legion has managed that and given out $6.9 million so far in the last several years. So that's always available, and there's multiple avenues to get that. Basically, you have a GPA and a social requirement, but you also have to have a tie to the Korean War, which is usually at this age, your grandparents or your great-grandparents who were there. The other is the oratorical contest, which is coming up quick. If you were eligible, you should have been practicing. But that's open up through grades 9 through 12, and they can try more than once. And this year's national competition first prize was $25,000, and that's coming up. That's a pretty sizable sum. You could take that to any school. Well, Boys State is hosted at Weber University, and the average scholarship for participants in 1 week is $28,000. In 1 week, it's three units in political science transferable anywhere. I haven't, in my college days, couldn't figure out how to get three units in 5 days for $400, or now $325, which half of it would be paid for by the post. And the only reason the post was doing it was to enhance in our economic area, but it would be after the fact. So you come back afterwards and we say thank you. You say thank you, tell us what you learned for a couple minutes, and we'll cut you a check. The other programs, some of it's cash, some of it's scholarships.
So there's always different kinds of avenues that are going to help. And, you know, like you and I have talked about this in the past. This is money that you have or have access to give people in here in our area just to go to school with. And,
correct.
And it's very, you know, it's just another thing that you can add to that arsenal when it comes time to pay for college. So
definitely,
if anybody has any questions about any of this, I mean, we're talking Veterans Services, the clinic. If they have questions, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can call us at 435-630-8474. Go to our website, AmericanLegionPost3.org. Or come to the post building. We're there first and third Thursdays of the month, having an open door meeting for any veteran. There's ways to find us. Put it in the any search engine. You can type in American Legion Price or zip code, and if it's in there, you'll find us.
All right. Once again, Commander Dave Jelen with the American Post, or American Legion Post, excuse me, number three here in Price. Has great opportunities for veterans and for youth that are looking for ways to pay for college and those kinds of things. All you got to do is reach out and ask. Commander Jelen, thank you once again for coming in today.
Again, thank you very much for letting us get the word out.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.